Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The L.A. Clippers.
The Clippers.
Big win. Big win. They showed their resiliency once again, and they staved off elimination with a nice, solid win.
14-point
over the
win.
Phoenix Suns. Yes. It wasn't a blowout, but they had control late in the game. And now it's 3-2. The Phoenix Suns are up. They play Game 6 in L.A. tomorrow night, and then maybe a game 7 would be in Phoenix. I picked Phoenix in 7. So we'll see where this goes. I think you picked the Clippers.
Yes.
So here's the thing, Rob. There are two, I want to call it a tale of two stars. Let's call it that. Chris Paul, who everyone, some people have thought he should have been the MVP this year. He was first-team All-NBA this year. It was a great year for him. Not only with his play, but with his legacy. Like, you know, he enjoyed an enhancement of his legacy because he led this team that had not made the playoffs in a decade, that, you know, wasn't in last year, to not only the playoffs, but the second-best record in the league and the Western Conference Finals. So we've talked about if he leads them to the finals or especially to a championship, then a lot of people are saying he would solidify his place as a top five point guard. But I want to throw something else at you, Rob. What if it goes the other way? What if the Clippers win this series? I want to ask you this question. What would be impacted more? The legacy of Paul George in a positive way or the legacy of Chris Paul in a negative way?
I think it's Paul George who had 41 points, Chris, and was as efficient as you can be.
75%. You know he's the first player ever to do what he did.
Right? 15 for 20. And what did he have? How many rebounds?
13 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals. Nope, he's the first player in the 74-year history of the NBA to post 40 and 13 and shoot 75% from the floor.
In a playoff game.
In a playoff game.
It's incredible.
Big night. I mean,
big night, right. But I think it would be Paul George, Chris, from this standpoint. And I get the, Chris Paul angle. But for Paul George to be able to do what he's doing with no Kawhi Leonard, that's what enhances it for me. That without Kawhi Leonard, no Kawhi, no way, you know, should be what people have been yelling. As soon as Kawhi got hurt, right, Chris? They can't win. How are they going to win? They don't have their main guy. And I know they're still down in the series, but the series doesn't feel over to me, Chris. Not after last night. That
they've
was a game.
They've actually outscored Phoenix in the series.
Am I right? Yeah.
They've outscored them.
You talked about it the other day, yesterday. There were a couple of missed free throws, Chris, and playing down the stretch from this series possibly being over, and the Clippers have already won in those games that they lost.
Right.
That's how close it is, and you just said it. They've outscored Phoenix. And Devin Booker, I know he had, 31 last night?
Yep.
Didn't feel good. He doesn't feel like the same guy that started the series. I think he had 40 game one, and everybody
and 13,
was ranting and raving about Devin Booker. I know his nose kind of got broke, and now they've got the pit bull on him, Patrick Beverly. And that's
Patrick
changed some
Beverly
stuff
is the epitome.
Am I right?
Of the statement, love to have him on your team, hate
can't
him
stand
if
him,
he's
right.
an opponent. He's the epitome of that. Because I would hate him if I was playing against him.
You know what?
But I would love to have him on my team.
You know when I actually loved Pat Beverly, the thing that made me enhance why I like him as a player. Lonzo's first game with the Lakers. You remember, Chris?
Yep.
Picked him up
94 feet.
94 feet. Like, dude, come on. I done been all over the world trying to get into the NBA, and you're this guy, and everybody's ranting and raving. Come on and dribble the ball up. I'm going to make you work for it. I just love that.
Right. Nah, he's a grinder. He's a grinder. For me, and look, Chris Paul's, I mean, again, I've said, if they win this championship, and I think they have a shot, I think he becomes, certainly in my book, definitely the fifth best point guard in history, behind Magic, Steph, Oscar, and Isaiah. But if he loses this series, Rob, Chris Paul, they were up 2-0 without Chris.
And 3-1.
2-0.
Right. Yeah, you're right. 2-0
without
him.
But without him. I mean, with him not playing because of COVID. Right. He comes back, and now they've lost 2 of the last 3 games.
Right.
Get this, Rob, because we know Chris has had his struggles in the clutch at times in the playoffs. I think it was 2014 when Game 5, it was a huge turning point in the series with OKC. Series tied at 2. Looks like the Clippers are going to take a commanding 3-2 lead. And Chris just falls apart in the last 45 seconds. Ball stolen from him, some turnovers, fouls, and they lose the series. 2015, they have a 3-1 lead on the Rockets. They lose the series. We talked about this last week, I think, or you and I talked about it before, Rob. A couple years ago when he was still with the Clippers. Yep. They're playing Utah. He has a great game.
Great
six.
Game six, and he went to bed in game 7.
Yep.
Remember that? He
yep.
played great in
Fell
game
off
six.
In game 7. And so get this statistic. This is going to wow all of you guys.
Wow.
This would be the
fourth.
This would be the fourth playoff series that Chris Paul lost after leading 2-0.
Really?
Guess how many playoff series Jason Kidd, John Stockton, and Steve Nash have lost combined after leading 2-0.
Zero. Yep.
Think about that. And I'm not putting it all on Chris, but think about that. The point guard is in control. The point guard can set the tone. And so it would be a big hit on Chris Paul if they lose this series. There are already those out there, Rob, who've said when he came back or before he came back, hey, the Clippers got a better chance with him playing because they play slower with him.
Right.
And the numbers do show that they've been, at least in this series, more effective without Chris than with him. But all that said, I'm with you, Rob. I think the greater impact, yes, it would affect Chris Paul's legacy. Probably all the stuff about him being the fifth best point guard ever and all that. That would probably cease. But he's still a Hall of Famer. And most of us, Rob, let's face it, Chris is 36. Before this season, we felt like he is what he is, right? He's a great point guard. He's a Hall of Famer. He's never going to win a championship. He's had his struggles in the playoffs. He's had some great moments, some bad moments. And so, yeah, it would be a negative mark, but at the end of the day, he's still getting in the Hall of Fame first ballot.
Right.
Paul
I
George,
agree with that.
Rob, I said, and I don't know if you agree with me, but I said last week on Undisputed, I said Paul George is probably going to be a Hall of Famer. I believe if he's in the process of strengthening his case, right? A performance last night, this whole playoffs, when he's had his ups and downs, there's no doubt.
But
he scored 20 points in 18 straight games.
Right.
You know how many players have done that in history?
How many?
Three others. Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant, and Michael Jordan.
That's pretty impressive company right there.
Right? Wow. So what I'm saying, I said this today, Rob, on TV. If they win this series, he's not probably a Hall of Famer anymore. He's a Hall of Famer. And I feel that. I think he's a Hall of Famer if they win this series, Paul George.
That's how big this series is, especially, Chris, what you're talking about is without Kawhi.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's the other part. Is
the
without
first time,
Kawhi.
The first time ever a team would come back from three straight series in which you were down 0-2, and you did it in the last two without Kawhi Leonard? The numbers, his shooting percentages are not that great. He's not that efficient. But at the end of the day, he's putting up numbers and they're winning. You know, and so that's how big I think it would be for Paul George, Rob.
No.
I really do. And I'm not putting him with Durant and LeBron.
No, you know what I mean? He's not
in that class, but I think he would be a Hall of Famer.
But this would be Chris, this would be a watershed moment. No doubt about it. And I really believe that they have a shot to win this because other than Chris Paul, all those guys are young. You know how hard it is to close out. Chris, last night, you're at home. Everybody in Phoenix is ready to party like it's 1999. No Zubac. No Kawhi. Am I right? Tell me.
Right. And the reports were that they were devastated in the locker room.
Oh, I
bet. When they found out Zubac wasn't playing. He was giving them 13 and 11.
He was playing for them, right? Yep. And that he wasn't going to play. And for them to win, like you said, in control, it wasn't a blowout, but they were in control of that game. They seemed like they had a handle on it, and they were poised to win it, and they didn't give in. Paul George had an unbelievable third quarter. So, yeah, I think this is real. I think what Paul George and what the Clippers are doing, Chris, this might be the way you exercise all those demons, you know what I mean, that they've had. Because it's been a struggle the whole way through. And you notice when they were down 2-0 to Dallas after losing the first two games and being down big in game three in Dallas, people were talking about breaking the team up. It was a failure. you know, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, and now look where we are. It's amazing.
Right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Rob, let's go to another former NBA player, Jalen Rose, who has really, you know, become a great broadcaster. He's got a radio show. He's on television. You know, he's really doing his thing in the NBA, on the NBA front as far as broadcasting. He's actually, you know, on their studio show for the NBA playoffs. So he's really doing a great job. But he said last week that he was critical of Kevin Love's inclusion on Team USA.
And I think that's fair if he just left it at his, that Kevin hasn't played that well lately, Chris. You know what I mean?
Or that much.
Right. I understand that part. Do you know what
My
I mean?
My eyebrows like, raised when right, I saw like, him on it. I was like, what? Kevin Love commits to
based,
team.
I'm based like, on what?
What?
Right.
He commits?
Right.
Like they wanted him, you know? And, but then when, but Jalen went on, as you said, he didn't stop there. He said that he was on the team because of tokenism and that he was the token white guy. He's the only white player on Team USA. And he said America shouldn't be afraid to send an all-black team to the Olympics. Here was the problem. We've sent three. Is it three or four, Rob
G? Four.
I believe it's four. Four teams, 2000, 2008, 2012, 2016, is it? But we sent four teams that were all black to the Olympics, for all black basketball teams. So obviously, it was just, he was just wrong about that. And he issued an apology today, but he didn't
really
go. Is
that what that was?
Yeah, that's the thing. He really didn't. I'll let you be the judge. But Rob G, tell us what he said.
Yeah, he posted a 40-plus minute video on Instagram. So
40 minutes?
If you got time, scroll through it. We did not have time to scroll through and get you, you know, the sound of it. But here's one of the things he said. You don't have to like my opinion. You don't have to like me. There's a lot of people trying to assassinate my character or whatever. But those people, some of them at least, have been doing that for like 30 years. That's how it is when you have the nerve in a lot of people's estimation to be outspoken. But you know why I'm apologizing right now? To the game. Because I'm what the game made me. I was raised by the all-time greats, and you know what I would never want to do? Disappoint my mom, Jeannie Rose, or disappoint the all-time greats that raised me. If I feel like the reasoning is because we didn't necessarily want to send an all-black squad, I didn't mean that I didn't know we hadn't sent one in the past.
Well, I don't know exactly. First of all, he's technically right in that he could have known, right? It doesn't technically mean you didn't know,
Chris
that
you're
we
being
didn't
nice.
have a
right. You're being nice. You're being nice.
Well, yeah,
I mean, just from the standpoint of,
I'm just saying,
you wouldn't say
you
wouldn't have said that if you knew that four other teams very recently were all black, right?
Right.
So the notion that America would be afraid to send an all-black team wouldn't make sense if you knew. Am I right? Come on.
I agree. I mean, like I said, technically he is saying something that could be true, but it really doesn't make sense.
You wouldn't have said it, right? You wouldn't have said it if you knew that there were not even one, Chris. Maybe if there was one 8 years or 12 years ago. Do you know what I mean? One team, but it's been four teams.
And the thing is, you could just come out and say you were wrong.
It's okay. We do it every day.
You just admit it. You come off better that way. But as far as apologizing to the game, I don't know. Does he mean basketball? Does he mean family? Because, you know, he brings up his mom, his late mom.
Right.
He brings up, you know, I'm sure Isaiah Thomas may be one of the guys he's talking about that, you know, pro being in Detroit and all that stuff. But I just think that, like, Jalen comes off like, because I'm outspoken, I'm not afraid to say this or that. This isn't that big of a statement that you made, especially being that it's wrong. If he was right, at Rob, if he was right that we had never sent an all-black team, that might be a statement. Okay. But when you were wrong, you just got to kind of admit it, own it, and move on. But what I think, Rob, is I don't know, are some people trying to make statements to sound woke when they really – this isn't that serious of an issue. We got a lot of serious racial issues going on in this country. And making this a racial issue, is it necessary? In fact, it's just flat out wrong.
When it could have just been the opinion, Chris, that he didn't deserve to be on the team.
Right.
Good with that.
Nobody would have been like, Jalen's tripping. Nobody.
He don't deserve the Kevin Love, hasn't played well or played enough to be on the Olympic team. There are other – here's four guys, Chris, who have played better, should be on the team. Coming from Jalen Rose, a former player, analyst, all that, I got it.
Right.
That's a strong take, and you give the people you think should have been on that team, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Here's my other problem, though, and I'm just – Chris, you know me, went to journalism school. I'm a journalist, right? We both come through the writing ranks and all that.
Right.
We see more and more of this. This is where the line is blurred, where people think just because somebody's on television – or they report a trade or something, that they're reporters. We see it all the time. They have former players interviewing other players, and, you know, like they're reporters. And this is Jay Will. We saw the same thing with him, Chris, not too long ago, right, when the Celtics hired the assistant coach from the Nets to be their coach.
Ime Udoka, yep.
Right. And what was his tweet? He said he claimed he was hacked.
Well, he got hacked, yeah. He said that was the first black coach of the Celtics.
Which is just...
I can't remember all... Yeah, it's actually the sixth.
And four of them, Chris, three or four, have won championship for the Celtics.
Casey Jones, Doc Rivers, right? Bill Russell. That's
yes.
Three. Right there.
At least, yeah. Right, three, okay.
At least three, yeah.
So my point is... And then, again, instead of owning up to it, and maybe it was embarrassing that Bill Russell, who was the first black coach in the NBA, you know what I mean? That you didn't know that. So he says he was hacked, and it's funny because it was only one tweet, and it was about the first black coach. Normally when somebody gets hold of somebody's Twitter, Chris, they go crazy and they say all kinds of crazy stuff, right?
Right.
So it was weird.
When you hack somebody, it's not a sensible... I mean, that was a wrong statement, but it was written in a sensible way. You know what
Thank
I mean?
You.
It was written
like... It was just what you said. It was like...
Well put together, but
it was like
wrong.
Being woke. Oh, the Celtics hired a black coach. Wow.
Right. Well,
that's what that was.
It makes you wonder. This is three incidents where it... And look, we know all these guys. And I know I like all of them. I assume you do, too.
I don't have any issue with them. We're just talking about the job at hand. That's what we're talking about.
But are dudes going out of their way to either appear or try to be or just affirm that they're woke? I mean, Jay Williams with that tweet, like, just check it out. He's one of six. With Jalen, like the Kevin Love thing. Just before you go so quickly, just look it up. And then I throw the Scottie Pippen thing in with Phil Jackson saying he's racist. I've talked to a few of the guys on that team, Rob, on the Bulls teams. Black.
And none of them,
black
I players, bet you none of them
they
have
said,
come.
They say he's not racist. That,
right.
They said Phil's not racist.
And you would have heard it, Chris. You know that. Guys wouldn't have been afraid. They're not playing anymore. Phil Jackson can't hurt them. If they really believed that, they would have stepped up behind Scottie Pippen.
Right. And it's just, and so I don't know, man. Like I said, and you know this, you said it yesterday, right? We are not afraid at all to talk about race.
Not at all.
You know, I speak about race a lot in churches and schools and things like that outside of my job. We get to talk about it on this radio show. We get to talk about it on TV.
Because I didn't have my contract renewed sports. Talking about race one time, so I don't talk about it.
There you go. But it comes up in sports, and we've never run from it. But it doesn't help to just kind of go out there where it's not at. You know what I mean? Where it really isn't a racist situation and calling it that. And I don't know if guys are just trying to appear woke or they're just honest mistakes, whatever the case, but you just got to be careful.
Definitely.
Because that can do damage to the cause. You know what I'm saying?
No,
if you're crying racism everywhere and these little minor things where it's not, that can do damage to the causes where there really is real racism and something needs to be done about it.
Yeah, and just you gotta do, as you said, Chris, before, just make sure before you race to put something out there, takes 2 seconds. If you were to Google black Celtics head coaches, Chris.
He would have been shocked.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Bill Russell, I think he played. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember him. Casey Jones.
Right. I agree with you, Rob. That I think, and again, I think Jay, once he saw, I think two in particular probably hit him like a sack of bricks. Bill Russell and Doc Rivers.
Right. Like.
I mean, he was freaking way alive when Doc, I mean, he was probably in the league when Doc was coaching the Celtics. Or close, right? When did he? Jay was probably in the league.
Right.
And then Bill Russell? I mean, so I think he was probably even embarrassed, right? Like, if it had just been Satch Sanders, you know what I mean? And ML Carr, okay, you could have forgot about them. But Bill Russell and Doc Rivers.
I mean, I'm leaving out
Casey Jones. I mean, he won a championship with him, right?
And he won champion, right, with Larry Bird and that team, Chris.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
Casey Jones. So I don't know. I just think it looks bad. And then he wasn't able to own up to it, you know, by saying his account was hacked. I think that was a nice way of trying to not look so bad, because everybody's like, we're listening to you for basketball analysis, and you don't even know that Bill Russell was the coach of the Celtics? Seriously.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Rob, let's go to Milwaukee and talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time MVP. And Rob, look, you and I, we're on the same page in this regard. No asterisks, right?
No, it is what it is.
It is what it is. And Giannis has a great, great opportunity to win his first championship this year. And I'll say this. I don't think he'll be – that'll mean he's the best player in the world. I would put Kevin Durant ahead of him. I still would put LeBron. I mean, we'll see what Father Time does with LeBron next year, but I like LeBron. Maybe even Kawhi, just because they can hit that jump shot. And it's not like Giannis is a straight-up interior player. Like, he plays on the perimeter, so his jumper, lack thereof, hurts him a little bit. But this will be good for Giannis, even though he still can grow. He'll still get better. There still may be some questions about him. Rob, for him to get that monkey off his back, you know, like, it'll no longer be, can he win a championship in Milwaukee? Did he make a mistake resigning? Does he need to leave? Can he win a title? You know what I mean? Like, he will have done it. And I think that'll be a big deal.
It will help him out immensely, Chris. Because if he wins and he never even goes anywhere else, I'm just saying, right, or whatever, he's set to go. He's good to go for the rest of his career. He bet on himself. He bucked the trend of going to join up with other people, and he was able to win. You know what
I mean?
Absolutely. He's on the cusp of it, and it would be a shame if the Clippers beat them in the championship. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, it would definitely – look, Phoenix, at this point, the only team, Rob, of the four that I would be shocked if they won the championship would be Atlanta. You probably feel the same way. I'd be shocked if Atlanta won it. If Milwaukee, Phoenix, or the Clippers win it, I'm not shocked. I think they all have a shot. I think Milwaukee's probably the favorite, but I think any of those three teams could win it.
No, I agree. I agree. I think, yes, Milwaukee would be the favorite, but I don't think it's a layup or automatic by any stretch of the imagination. Things have worked out for them. Sometimes your luck runs out, Chris, right? We've seen this with Phoenix. They've had great luck, right? Sometimes your luck runs out. Maybe they don't get there when it looked like it was obvious or a clear path. People thought, remember, after the Lakers won game three, Chris, when they went up 2-1? Remember, everybody was like, oh, they got a clear path. Look at the West. They could get there, right? And
oh, yeah. And then they get hurt.
And they get hurt. And,
right.
And then all of a sudden, change everything. So I'm with you.
One of, as I said, there will remain questions about Giannis even if they win it. And one will be, can he close? You know, like consistently, can he close the games? Because right now, Chris Middleton's their closer. He spoke about that this week. Rob G's going to help us out with that. Rob G, give us some of his quotes.
So Giannis again was asked about Chris Middleton's impressive game in game three. Here's what he said. He was locked in. He was like, pass me the ball, and we gave him the ball. There's moments we know when it sets screens for him, and we know when he wants the ball, and that was the moment. We were like, get the hell out of the way, give him the ball, take us home, Chris, and that's what he did. And then a reporter followed up by asking him about the idea that Chris Middleton being the team's closer as opposed to Giannis, who again is their best player, and he responded pretty straightforward. He said, I want to be a winner. I have the whole game to be the guy. I don't care about being the guy in the fourth quarter. I trust Chris to death. If Chris asks for the ball, better give him the ball.
Rob, do you have a problem with it? Because if LeBron James said that, he'd be getting crushed. Probably if Kevin Durant or Steph Curry or maybe even James Harden said that, they'd be getting crushed. Do you have a problem with this from Giannis?
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds weird coming from the guy who's the big star with the big money. And it could happen organically, Chris, where one day somebody is big or the next day somebody else is. You know what I mean?
Right.
But to come out and kind of say it like, oh, yeah, we're riding the second round pick who didn't have a guaranteed contract on his way into the NBA. And it's all good with me. I'm fine. I'll just ride on the bus and get in the back seat. It just sounds weird.
Did he really say that, though? Did he really say that?
You know, we do have 3 hours to kill on a radio show, okay? How do you want me to give it to you? You know, like, I got to spice it up a little bit, okay? But you know what I'm saying. Like it just sounds weird. Like, I could never imagine LeBron saying it. Or Michael Jordan or some of these great players where they're, you know, deferring to somebody else.
Yeah, I'll give you that. And we've talked about this before, Rob, where sometimes I can't remember what the topic was, but some of it's cultural difference. Like Giannis is just open, right? He's just gonna say what he feels. He hasn't been groomed for 8 years to know you better not say that. You know what I mean? They'll rip you. Whereas the guys that grew up in America, they know that. I don't think he means I'm just giving it to Chris and I'm going to stand on the sideline during the fourth quarter. Like, I can never close. He's our guy. I don't think he means it that way. And I'm going to say this, Rob. I think we've made too much of the quote-unquote closer. Like, it's not, as I said with Antonio, it's not baseball. It's not like you designate a closer on your team. I mean, as you said, it's organic. And some nights it could be Giannis. I mean, it won't be him, you know, hitting a 15-foot jumper most likely. But what against Brooklyn? He posted up KD, threw in the little jump hook that tied the game with a minute left. That was a big shot. So I just think that, you know, I can go down the line, Rob. I mean, Magic Johnson, obviously an all-time great. He's just about in everybody's top five all-time players. Was he the Lakers' closer? No. I mean, Kareem was 40. You remember the Phantom Foul against Detroit, 1988, yes. Bill Laimbeer and Kareem. Kareem was 41 years old. 41. He averaged 14 points a game that year. And they went to him. They needed a bucket. They go to Kareem. It didn't belittle Magic at all or James Worthy that they're going to a 41-year-old old man. Magic even told me with his own, like told me to my face, when he hit the junior sky hook, that's his most famous shot in 1987 against the Boston Celtics in the finals. He told me I was the third option on that play. He said James Worthy, I think cutting across the paint was the first option. Kareem on the block was the second option. He was the third option. It was nothing really there, although he could have passed it to Kareem as he made his move, but he went with it and obviously made that shot. So I just, this notion that the best player has to close most of the games. LeBron, Rob, you bring it up all the time. When Kyrie hit the big shot in 2016, arguably the greatest shot in NBA history, right, to win that championship in 2016 against Golden State, coming back 3-1. Guess who inbounded the ball? Now, Scottie Pippen has made it seem like only scrubs inbound the ball, right? That's right. What he's upset about. LeBron inbounded the ball.
Right.
He passed it to Kyrie. Right. He ran to the opposite corner and stood there. Now, he was ready for a pass if it came, but he basically was standing there, and Kyrie went to work.
Right, Kyrie was going to create a little space and then shoot it, and he
right.
did.
Right. I mean, so my point is that I could name numerous other instances. The point four with Derek Fisher. You remember that against the San Antonio Spurs?
Yep.
Kobe was on the floor. Shaq was on the floor. They go to freaking Derek Fisher, and he hits a historic shot in the playoffs. So I just think that maybe in this age of it's a lot of one-on-one play now because it's all high pick and roll or drive and kick, right?
Right.
They aren't running sets. They aren't winners. Multiple options.
And you can't really defend guys where most guys
right.
can get.
Right. You can't get hand checking.
You can't.
On
right. You can't get touch, Chris. So for the most part, if you put the ball in motion and you're heading towards the basket, you're a star. You got a good shot at getting a decent shot, right?
Right. Put up a shot. Right. So that's what teams do. I mean, with Durant, Rob, at the game 7, it was embarrassing what the Nets were doing. And James Harden, I get it, his hamstrings banged up. I don't know how much of that was the hamstring. Was any of that, him not wanting the ball? We've seen him struggle in the clutch in the playoffs. But they were literally giving it to Durant at half court or just
and
as he gets over
half court. Right.
Yeah, and go and stand on the sideline and take us home, big fella. I mean, come on. No wonder he went 0-for-6 in the overtime.
And he almost did it if he was wearing a size 12 instead of 17, right?
It was
a
12 instead of 17. I don't even think he needed that much of a difference.
You know what I mean? I know,
yeah,
but you know what I mean,
maybe
right.
Maybe a 15 instead of a 17. But, yeah, so I just think, look, here's what I think Giannis needs to do. Just continue to work on your weaknesses. Continue to work on your mid-range shot. Continue to work on your three. Continue to work on your post-game. And that, if you do that, Rob, it'll help you become a better closer because you'll have things to go to. And here's what I do like about him, Rob. What you don't want in a guy is you don't want him running from the moment. A la Ben Simmons in Philadelphia, he didn't want to get fouled, so he wouldn't shoot. I'll say this about Giannis. He doesn't run from the moment. Like, Giannis, and he just airballed another free throw tonight. I mean, we've seen him airball like a free throw every game, it seems. And yet, he'll shoot an airball from the line. It's embarrassing as all get out. You're freaking two-time MVP, and you're airballing a free throw. And then he'll get the ball the next possession and go to the hole and get fouled and go right back to the lane, to the line. He'll go 0-for-8 from 3 one game, and the next game he's going to shoot 2 or 3 when he's open.
Right.
And so I like that about him, Rob, that he clearly isn't scared. He clearly isn't in his own head. He misses free throws because he's just not a good free throw shooter. He's not missing them because he's worried, he's scared, he's tense. He just doesn't shoot him that well. So I do like that about him as far as projecting him down the road, being able to close games.
Yeah, I just think it's something you don't have to verbalize, Chris, in this world of hot takes, you know what I mean? And yep. Just the way people look at it, you just don't want to hear your guy saying that he's cool with somebody else. That's it. It really is not. If somebody else gets a shot or makes a big shot, it's not that. It's just that you feel comfortable and you're voicing it and letting people know it's okay if I'm not the man tonight. I don't think people want to hear that.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.